questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Khan of Islam page. Very welcome again to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host on this program, and with me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Nur Muhammadpour. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh Nur Muhammadpour, and welcome to the program.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
So, Shaykh, for today's discussion, we want to talk about Surah Al-Abbas, the 80th surah of the Holy Quran, which is considered among the Meccan surahs, we can say. And the question is this, that whether we can find any contradiction between the content of this surah and the character of prophets, especially Prophet Muhammad. Is it so?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, actually, when you recite this chapter of Noble Quran, chapter Abbas, you find that 10 verses of this chapter of Noble Quran talking about an individual.
Mm-hmm.
When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, starts talking about this issue, you find that one individual have this kind of characteristic which has been mentioned in this surah. It seems to be, to some extent, maybe in contradiction with the infallibility and of the Noble Prophet Muhammad. How okay. It is possible for Noble Prophet Muhammad to have this kind of characteristic? How it is possible for Noble Prophet Muhammad to frown at a blind person and not yes. to receive him warmly and not to welcome him warmly and so on and so forth, other verses of Noble Quran. Because of that, that some scholars, including Allama Tabatabai, Sayyid al-Murtada, Sheikh Tusi, they have some particular exegesis of these 10 verses of chapter Abbas.
Yes.
They say that these verses actually talking about one person from Bani Umayyah.
Mm-hmm.
And this person was accompanying Noble Prophet Muhammad. And actually this individual, when Ibn Maktum, he was a blind person.
Yes.
And he was poor. And when he came to Noble Prophet Muhammad, the companion, this individual that we are talking about from Bani Umayyah, he frowned at Ibn Maktum and the rest of the story. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, blamed this person because he did not welcome Ibn Maktum.
Yes.
Because one reason is that it is impossible for Noble Prophet Muhammad to have this kind of unwelcoming character to the blind person.
Yes.
For example, in the verse of Noble Quran, we have, إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You have great character. How it is possible for the noblest creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Noble Prophet Muhammad,
yes.
who is Noble Prophet Muhammad, to ignore this person? To be unwelcoming for this blind person. In other verses, for example, we have, وَلَا تَدْرُدِ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِي. Do not drive away those who supplicate to Allah in the morning and evening.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Noble Prophet Muhammad had this sublime characteristic of Allah, of character. How it is possible to be unwelcoming to this individual, to this poor person? In other verses, we have, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيضَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Had you been harsh and hard-hearted,
yes.
they will scatter from around you.
That's all right.
So, Noble Prophet Muhammad had a noblest characteristic according to other verses of Noble Quran. If you want to interpret the verse of Noble Quran, please remember in other episode we explained that. One step for interpreting the verse of Noble Quran is to look at other verses of Noble Quran and to combine these verses together and try to come to the clear understanding and vision of the exegesis of the verse of Noble Quran.
That's right. And does this, we can say, as you said, you talked about the Shan and Nuzul, or the status of the revelation. So there are different interpretations. Somebody says that there was somebody else beside Prophet Muhammad, and the ayahs are directed to him. And as you said, Prophet Muhammad was famous for his happy, smiling face among the faithful people, good behaviors. He was sociable, okay? But now the question is that can these verses or the ayahs of the Holy Quran be interpreted metaphorically? I mean, for example, the look of Prophet Muhammad or something like that? Or no, the direct meaning is this?
Actually, metaphorically, maybe we cannot say that it is one accepted way. But for example, according to Majma'ul Bayan by Sheikh Tabrizi, he said that these verses are actually revealed and addressing Noble Prophet Muhammad, but it was not mistake. It was not seen actually committed by Noble Prophet Muhammad. Rather, it was tarke ula. It was actually leaving the preferred action of Noble Prophet Muhammad. It was not seen committed by him. They have this kind of bringing this kind of excuses and interpretation and, you know, like the Jesus of the verse of Noble Quran. But I said that maybe preferred one, preferred exegesis of Noble Quran, and I believe that this is more suitable to the appearance verse of Noble Quran, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that abasa wa tawalla and ja'ahu al-a'ma. For those people who are familiar with this kind of connotation of the verse of Noble Quran, they can, you know, understand that this verse is talking about one of the companion of Noble Prophet Muhammad, not to Noble Prophet Muhammad himself. Okay?
That's right.
And I would like to emphasize again that if you look at other verses of Noble Quran, إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, you have high, you know, great character. You come to this understanding that these verses of chapter Abbas cannot be addressing the Noble Prophet Muhammad himself.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
You know that, you know, other rest of the verses of Noble Quran talking about other issues, as you mentioned, for example, about the Day of Judgment, about human beings should look at their, you know, food. You know, the appearance of this verse is talking about to be careful about your food. But of course, if you look at the interpretation of Ahlul Bayt, they say that one other example of this issue is to look at your knowledge from who you are receiving that. Because the food of your spirit, food of your soul, is the knowledge that you receive from other people. Ahlul Bayt, they expanded on the meaning, on the appearance meaning of that. And they, you know, explain one other example of this term. So because of that, you need that, I want to say, I want to mention this point, we need to refer to the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salatu wasalam, as a real explainer of the verses of Noble Quran. So if you look at these, for example, 10 verses of chapter Abbas, you find out that it cannot be addressed Noble Prophet Muhammad himself.
So this, as you absolutely say, this atop, I mean, this warning and this, we can say somehow, discouragement was not for Prophet Muhammad regarding the blind person.
Yes. Okay. As I mentioned, at least according to some Shia scholars, it is not attributed to Noble Prophet Muhammad, but still we have, as I mentioned, Majma'ul Bayan, and mostly scholars of Sunni school of thought, they believe that it has been revealed, and actually it addressed, these verses address Noble Prophet Muhammad himself. But I explain for you that this Majmu'ul Bayan has a kind of explanation why these verses addressing Noble Prophet Muhammad. And he said that this is Tarki Awla, and which means it is not sin, rather it is some kind of preferred one for Noble Prophet Muhammad not to do these kind of actions.
That's all right. There are also some other instances in the Holy Quran that some people believe there were as the instances of etab for Prophet Muhammad. For example, Surah Tawbah, Ayah 43, which talks about the Munafiqeen, or we can say the other surahs, which talk about a kind of warning that is given to Prophet Muhammad. Is it at all true to say that prophets cannot be the, for example, the subject of warning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it so?
Actually, we have to check single verses, each verses, and in order to analyze these verses, whether they're addressing Noble Prophet Muhammad or not.
Yes.
You know? If you please.
No, if they are directly, for example, about the ayahs that was, we can say the Shan and Nuzul was about the wives of Prophet Muhammad. That, oh Muhammad, why did you make haram something that we made halal for you? Or, for example, about the interaction of Prophet Muhammad. I do want to say, is it at all true to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the text of the Quran cannot, for example, warn his prophets? Or prophets are, we can say, free from any type of etab? Is it so or not?
You know that generally speaking, as I mentioned, we have to look each verses of Noble Quran talking about that issue, and we have to specifically go to the exegesis of that verses. But we understand that this is granted, that these verses do not refer to the some sin of Noble Prophet.
That's okay. Right. Okay.
They do not want to say that Noble Prophet Muhammad commits some error or sin. Rather, they sometimes, as I said, they're referring to the perfect one.
That's
okay?
Right.
It is perfect for Noble Prophet Muhammad not to do that particular action. You know, tarke ola, which we call it.
Yes.
Which is not, actually, this is not talking about some, forbidden thing or evil thing has been committed by Noble Prophet Muhammad. Rather, it is very important, understanding in Shia school of thought that Noble Prophet Muhammad was sinless.
That's right. Okay.
Granted,
yes.
You know, Noble Prophet Muhammad is infallible. He did not have any, he did not commit any mistake or error. Okay?
Yes.
And of course, the reason of that and the evidence of that, we have different verses of Noble Quran. Okay? We have different, actually, beside that, we have rational evidences and argument for that. Many verses of Noble Quran, I do not want to go to these verses, actually talking about the infallibility and of Noble Prophet Muhammad.
Yes, that's right.
You know?
Okay. Thank you very much, Sheikh. Very nice of you talking about the content of Surah Abbas and whether it is in contradiction with the concept of Esma or infallibility of Prophet Muhammad or not. It was very kind of you.
Right.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن